Yes, there will soon be another collapse of piety rooted in myth and cult. And the human race will once again grasp for new ways of being religious.
I think that I'll call this upcoming shift the fourth transformation.
Yes.
To place that into context, let me turn to the insights of my friend Duane Elgin, who wrote in Promise Ahead, "Only three times before in human experience has our view of reality been so thoroughly transformed that it's created a revolution in our sense of ourselves, our relationship with others, and our view of the universe. The first transformation occurred when humanity awakened roughly 35,000 years ago. The second time was roughly 10,000 years ago, when humanity shifted from a nomadic life to a more settled existence in villages and on farms. The third time that our perceptual paradigm was transformed was roughly 300 years ago, only 300 years ago, when the stability of agrarian society gave way to the radical dynamism and materialism of the scientific industrial era. Each time that humanity's prevailing paradigm has changed, all aspects of life have changed with it, including the work that people do, the way they live together, how they relate to one another, and how they see their role in society and place in the universe." Now, that sounds exactly like what you've been saying is going to happen as humanity embraces tomorrow's God.
Yes, you have captured it exactly.
Well, actually, Duane did. All I'm doing is extending his logic and calling this spiritual awakening the fourth transformation. This is a revolution long in coming. As noted before, it seems there has been a revolution in everything in our society except spirituality. Science has seen advances that have taken humanity's breath away. Medicine has seen advances that have extended humanity's lifespan beyond our previously wildest imagining. Technology has seen advances that have catapulted our species to the edge of its own ability to comprehend and to deal with what's being created. Politics and economics and industry and the arts, everything, virtually everything, has advanced except religion, except our spiritual understandings, which seem to have remained just about where they were several thousand years ago.
And the conclusion is this. Humanity cannot continue to resolve 21st century dilemmas with first century guidelines, much less guidelines that came from before that time. Tomorrow's moral, ethical, and social challenges cannot be met using 18th or 10th or 6th century understandings and instructions. Those instructions and those understandings were not wrong. They were not bad. They were simply incomplete. Yet unless you acknowledge this, unless humanity can admit that it does not know all there is to know about God and about life, there can be no hope of continuing life as you have noted on your planet a great deal longer.
Yet there are those who say that the problem is exactly the opposite from the way it's being stated here. They would say that the real problem is that we've gotten away from the understandings and the instructions of our fathers and of theirs, and that humanity needs to return to the ancient guidelines of its wisdom traditions, not move further away from them.
Fundamentalist understandings of the Holy Scriptures, of all your wisdom traditions, are wise in many ways, and incomplete, and therefore dangerous in many other ways. Honor the tradition, but expand the understanding. This is what will occur when humanity embraces tomorrow's God.
So, can we get more specific as to when this will all occur?
It's all up to you. It all depends on how you answer the call. It all depends on whether you even hear the call. For the soul of humanity calls out today, who will be on humanity's team?
But this is not a team in the sense of us against them, right? I mean, it's not a competition or anything.
No, it's a team in the sense of a unified effort, a co-creation, a joint undertaking. In the past, you've thought of it as a competition. You were competing against nature. You were competing against each other. You were competing against life itself, which you saw as your natural opponent. Yet life is not your opponent and never has been. Nature is not your opponent and never has been. Other human beings are not your opponents and never have been. And God is not your opponent and never has been.
It feels as if this has been a big part of our challenge. Humanity has been placing God and virtually everything God has created in the role of opponent. And the same is true of religions. They also are not our opponents, We merely have to cooperate with them, assist them as they continue to seek higher truth, and help us to find our own way to that.